The last word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
I've just had handed to me the list of John Cadell and Dee Reddy's favourite Irish albums ever. And Dee, I'm going to start with you because by complete coincidence, one of the albums that you have picked as your best Irish album ever, I actually played start to finish yesterday evening as I took the dog for a walk on my own, appropriate social distancing. I hadn't listened to it in years and just remembered how much I actually love it. Damien Rice's Oh, why is that in your top five?
Well, it has to go in there, Matt. To be honest with you, it is one of those, as you say yourself, it's one of those albums that you can and do listen to in one sitting. And for many, many years, I think about two, three years, it was my album that I would put on every night to go to sleep. It is an absolutely stunning piece of music. And in a sense, it kind of, it's in its entirety, it sums up that entire scene of Irish music at that time in the early noughties.
2003 it's from.
That's right, yeah. And like, what a debut as well for that to be your first album that you bring out. And of course, it's dedicated as well to Mick Christopher, who had died a year or two before. But it's, there's just so many songs on it that I adore and love. And that I think his voice on it as well, it almost stops you in your track.
Let's hear a little bit of Cannonball.
Stones taught me to fly. Love taught me to lie. Life, it taught me to die. So it's not hard to fall when you flow like a
What a beautiful album it is. And as I said, listen to it start to finish while walking the dog yesterday, and it is magnificent. That's a great place to start, Dee. John, do you have anything from your list to match that?
I think so, Matt. I think I'll go with Octung Baby by U2. Of course, prior to this, they had done the Joshua Tree and then Rattlin' Home, which was sort of a hodgepodge of doffing their cap to American legend inspirational artists. But on Octopus Baby, they sort of went industrial. You wouldn't really have guessed it from the second single from the album, which we're going to hear a clip of. But certainly when The Fly came out, the first single from Octopus Baby, remember, this is the first piece of music U2 fans had heard since All I Want Is You. And I remember at the time, my friends and I saying, this new song from U2, The Fly, it's just noise. But of course it wasn't. It was just completely different for U2. And I remember the night the album came out, I, like many others, queued up in HMV for midnight. And I think a radio station was live from HMV Grafton Street playing the album. And I remember hearing this song and going, that song is an absolute smash. And having heard this and The Fly, I couldn't wait to get my hands on the album. I
think so you're actually saying this is a better album than The Joshua Tree?
Yes, I am.
Well, let's hear a little bit of Mysterious Ways.
Yeah.
great track, but you don't have anything from U2 on your list, Dee. Why not?
I guess they just haven't meant as much to me over my life.
You're too young, Dee.
I was trying to be polite. but, you know, I had guessed that John would feature U2. And I think, you know, it's nice to have a wider spread of the very many talented artists that we have in Ireland. So I just decided to pick some different ones.
Okay, so give us your next choice.
I think for these aren't in order, are they? Or
mine are.
Oh, they are. Okay, grand.
Yeah.
Right. Well, then I'm just going to go with the order that I have. And my next choice would be 1977 by Ash. This is an album that, again, I've listened to from start to finish over and over and over again. It was a really big thing for me in my teens. I've seen them perform it live. I just think it's such a wonderful album. It's very of its time, but like there's so much about the, like even what was going on in their lives. Like it's mad to think that like how young they were when they recorded this. Like I think Tim Wheeler, the first time he heard himself on a radio station, his song being played, he was actually in the middle of doing his A-level exams. And then only a couple of weeks later, he's there performing at Glastonbury. Like this album for them was just a stratospheric rise to being superstars. And I just think it's a brilliant album.
Let's hear from 1977, a clip of Goldfinger. Second choice, Ash, 1977. Some reaction to the previous choices. Listener says, I 100% agree with Achtung Baby. Wonderful, wonderful album. Although that could be John Cadell actually texting in himself from home as he's not in the studio. Another listener says, U2's greatest ever song was on Achtung Baby. That's one. And another listener says, John, how could you mention Achtung Baby and not mention one?
Because it's not my favourite song on the album. I picked what is. I also wanted to pick one of the singles. I prefer Mysterious Ways to One, but actually my favourite track of the album is So Cruel or Zoo Station.
Okay. All right. A lot of listeners said there was great Irish music before the 1980, Thin Lizzy and Horse Lips to name, but two. Another listener says Micro Disney, none of which have made the cut for John and Dee. John, give us your second choice, please.
Okay, well, this is a band that had an impact on me at a time when, I guess, I was really, really starting to get into music. It was 1990, and I remember my friend Dave and I went to the Malahide Festival, in the grounds of Malahide Castle, and these guys were playing in a marquee. Now, there was only about 60 buggers in the tent, but everybody was pressed up against the rail, and it was just all kicking off. It was just before their debut album came out. It's an emotional fish. Sadly, no longer with us, really, as a band, though they did reform to play the Fela Festival a year or two back. But this is Celebrate, which everybody knows.
them far too seriously. I do hope God is good to me and Santa Claus. The children celebrate. This party's over. I'm going home.
Ah, great track that indeed. Emotional Fish Celebrate.
The album's brilliant. The album is phenomenal. It's got Lace Virginia on it. It's got Blue. It's got All I Am. Check it out. It's not actually on Spotify, so you'd have to actually go out and purchase the album, but I recommend it.
Okay, your third choice, please, Dee.
My third choice is Villagers, Becoming a Jackal. I wanted to go for something a bit more recent, although I'm realising now it was 2010, so it's not all that recent, but they still
it's a lot more recent than anything John Cadell will pick.
Well,
we haven't done all five yet, Matt.
And Villagers are... Villagers are still very much at the peak of their career, and I think they are probably one of the best bands that we have in Ireland currently. I read one description of Conor's voice earlier today, and it said it was sweeter and more soulful than Conor Oberst, brighter and better than an Elliott Smith, which I think kind of sums up his beautiful delivery, and it is it's a stunning album. Again, another debut. I'm a big fan of a smashing debut.
And the track we've picked is Packed.
Do what you did yesterday, go on repeat it, 'cause my heart is only on fire and you are the teacher. You take the torch and I'll follow the leader. You be my master and I'll be your fever. You told me your past was taken by thieves, and since then you've been running in search of release. You don't know when it's coming. Well, I don't know either. So you be my master and I'll be your fever.
Packed from Villagers, Becoming a Jackal. Listener Liam Lyons via Twitter: Whipping Boy, Heartworm, the most underrated Irish band ever, my number one Irish album.
Yeah, I can't believe I forgot Heartworm. I'm actually going to self-flagellate now.
Oh, no. You could have just stuck it in. We haven't finished.
Yeah, I could, but yeah, I'm honest, though. But forgot it.
Okay, what is your fourth choice, your next choice, so, John?
Well, this is another one from the 90s, but it's everything else is newer than this. We've talked about this lady's vocals and her talent many of the time on The Last Word. It's the Cranberries with Dolores. Everybody else is doing it. Why can't we? Now, I heard Linger the first few times and I was like, nah, yeah, whatever. But then I heard Dreams and I went, my Christ, that vocal is incredible. She is incredible. And I literally went out and bought the album after the first time I heard Dreams. There's very little left to be said about Dolores O'Riordan that hasn't been already. She was a force of nature. She was a phenomenal singer and songwriter. Let's just have a listen to Dreams and check out this album.
Voice indeed. Okay, your next choice, please, Dee. In the time we have, we've got two more in from each of you. What's your next one?
My next one is Fandus Yekla by The Divine Comedy, which came out in 1998. I had this very, very cool uncle who's only about 12 years older than me, and every Christmas he would give us each CD and you knew whatever that CD was, it was going to be something deadly and worth listening to. And that was one of the CDs that I got from him. It's probably more likely to be kind of considered part of the Britpop movement, which is kind of funny for an Irish album. But it's an interesting one. Like, it came out on Satanta Records, which were a UK-based label that released Irish artists. So, like, I think the Frank and Walters were on there as well, and a couple
of... Edwin Collins, I think, actually, as well.
Yeah,
he was on Satanta, wasn't
right,
he?
And Ahu. But, yeah, I love this album. Like, and I love Neil Hannon's delivery, that kind of crooner style, but also just the wit and intelligence that he brings to his lyrics, and that comes across brilliantly in this album.
Let's hear Certainty of Chance.
Right.
A butterfly flies through the forest gray. And
okay, some of the other things that you want, which are not on the lists given to us by John and Dee. A House, I Am the Greatest, what an album. Thin Lizzy's Live and Dangerous, no.
Doesn't count.
Why doesn't it count? Because it's a live album.
Yep.
Fair enough.
These are the rules.
That's the studio recording.
I didn't know that that was a rule. It's the best albums. We didn't say studio albums.
Well, you should have specified.
And then another one says Hope Loveless by My Bloody Valentine is on someone's list. Not only the best Irish album ever, but the top three albums of all time ever.
No, thanks. Just feedback and noise. I'm going to get crucified for that. I know it's much lauded, but I never got them.
Okay, surely the last one says something from A House. On Our Big Fat Merry-Go-Round and I Am the Greatest, both are superb. Music and Mouth by Bell X1 showed a leap from an average first album to a sublime second, similar from Radiohead going from Pablo Honey to the Bends. Another one says Whipping Boy, great shout. And The Undertones' debut is incredible pop punk as well. But both
the
of you.
Definitive pop punk.
Both of you have gone. Actually, here's another one. On the Turn by Curb Dog, by far the best Irish album ever. Another one, Heartworm by Whipping Boy. Again, another one for that. How about Fishman's Blues by the Waterboys?
Mm-hmm.
What about Cry Before Dawn or Frank and Walter?
We,
says
we
another
only
listener.
Had five. We only had five.
Five.
Yeah.
These are all great choices.
You're making it, you're making it sound as though we haven't a clue what we're talking about.
Much vanilla in the selection so far, says listener. No Horselips for My Bloody Valentine. Innovators are still going strong today. Both of you have picked the same artist for your fifth and final choice, but different albums. Dee, your choice is?
My choice is I Do Not Want What I Haven't Got by Sinead O'Connor. I know John has chosen a different album, but this for me, because it's simply because it has the track Nothing Compares to You, which I think, like, in terms of establishing Sinead O'Connor as a global superstar, that song did it. And it is probably, you would never get a list of the top three Irish songs ever without that being on it. So I think it has to go on the list.
Okay, we're going to play from it though, Emperor's New Clothes. I'm going to have to bring that back because I'm nearly out of time and I won't be able to play anything from I'm Not Bossy, I'm the Boss. But why have you selected that, John Cadell?
Because it's sort of considered to be her comeback album, but she came back with the swagger and the attitude and it has Take Me to Church on it and she's brilliant.
John Cadell and Dee Reddy, thank you both very much for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.